Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Kobe Part 2, Scene 3, at the Rented Hall. Mr. Mahesh looks at his watch and says to himself, "It is already 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, and Swami Prabhupada and his Hare Krishna devotees have not yet arrived." He looks around. "So many have come to see the Hare Krishna Guru." Then bearded 50-year-old Swami Kaivalya, dressed in saffron and wearing Tripunja Mayavadi Tilakantas. "Ah, Swami Kaivalya, you have just come. So many people are here, isn't it?" Swami Kaivalya, "Dhanavat Maheshji." Mr. Mahesh says, "Oh, I see the Hare Krishna devotees. Please, Swamiji, please take your seat." So Mr. Mahesh seats Swami Kaivalya in one of the folding chairs that have been set up in the rows. "We will be ready very soon. You are ready to lecture?" Swami Kaivalya, "Hanji." Mr. Mahesh says, "We should be starting soon." Then Sudama and I enter. Mr. Mahesh, "Ah, welcome, welcome. Swami is coming. I think he will be happy. So many of our Kobe Hindus have come to see him. Already 150 families are here, and more are coming every minute. He is very popular. And of course, our Swami Kaivalya is here too." Actually, Swami Kaivalya, that wasn't his name. I can't remember, couldn't remember what his name was. And it was, and even then, when I wrote this, it was so long ago. So we picked what we thought was, at that time, was a Mayavadi name. So Swami Kaivalya. "So old Swami Kaivalya is here. Where? I have a garland for him." "Hold Prabhupada's garland, Sudama." So I hand Sudama a long garland of roses and hold the second garland. "Mr. Mahesh, both are very nice garlands. You have done well." So Burijan and Sudama approach Swami Kaivalya. Burijan pays his obeisances and offers the garland he is holding to Swami Kaivalya, who returns pranams. And of course, that garland was Prabhupada's garland, his Mahaprasadam. So I said to Sudama, "He doesn't speak any English, does he?" Sudama, "No, only Hindi. Anyway, how did you manage to get two garlands worth of flowers out of 10,000 yen? So I whispered to Sudama, "The 10,000 yen all went towards Prabhupada's garland. Our Mayavadi Swamiji is at this very moment getting full benefits from wearing Prabhupada's remnants, the garland Prabhupada wore yesterday." Sudama says, "Pretty good, Burijan." So all this is true. This is what happened. Then Mr. Mahesh says, "Now, Hare Krishna, when your Swami comes, he could sit on the chair just next to Swami Kaivalya. Who is speaking first?" Sudama looks around. Sudama says, "No, no, Mr. Mahesh. Prabhupada shouldn't sit in an ordinary chair. You know how important he is. When was the last time you had such a large gathering of your local Indians?" Mr. Mahesh says, "Acha." Sudama says, "Prabhupada should be sitting on a vyasasan, an elevated seat. He should sit on that big seat over there." Mr. Mahesh, "That cannot be. That seat is for Guru Granth. Our Sindhi tradition is that whoever reads the Guru Granth, he must sit on this seat. Swamiji cannot." This is what happened, actually. Burijan, "Prabhupada should sit on it, because it was quite a big seat in the hall, and like just like a Vyasasan, because in the Sikh tradition, which is the Punjabi tradition, which is so connected to the Sindhi tradition, the book, the Granth, is considered Guru. So whoever reads it sits on there." So there's a long history of that. So I say, "Prabhupada should sit on it," I say to Mr. Mahesh. And Sudama says, "Prabhupada must sit on it." Where is that? "And we better get Prabhupada's Vyasasana ready fast, because Prabhupada will be here just in a few minutes." So I take Prabhupada's garland from Sudama and then exit. And I return with vases of flowers and place them on the Vyasasana, which was the seat of the Guru Granth. And again, I said, "Sudama, please, Mr. Mahesh, Prabhupada is such an exalted soul. He is not an ordinary sannyasi. Please, he should be shown all respect. Mr. Mahesh accedes. All right, the lecturers can all sit on the asana. Sudama, don't you think Prabhupada should speak first? Mr. Mahesh, why? Sudama, Prabhupada is senior to Swami Kaivalya by a lot. And not only that, but all right, Mr. Mahesh says. So I come in from the right. Prabhupada's here. Prabhupada enters wearing the long rose garland. Sudama and Barisa, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. And we all begin to chant as we lead Prabhupada from the side of the stage to the Vyasasana, and Prabhupada walks up the steps and sit on the Vyasasana. It was quite high, actually. Prabhupada, you can start kirtan now. So Sudama begins to chant. Sudama sang very sweetly. Namo Vishnupadaya, Krishna Prastaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamane, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharane, Nivasesha Sanyavadi, Prasatyate Satarane. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, he was singing everything, of course. Sri Advaita Gadadha Nitya Prabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So only we responded, only the Prabhupada's disciples responded, and the hundreds of Kobe Indians, they just stare at us. So we continued chanting for about 15 minutes, just the few of us dancing and chanting enthusiastically, and the audience had never seen anything like this before. And it was like an audience, you know, and we were the performers or something like that. So Dham was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they were just watching sort of quite stiffly, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And we chanted in response, of course, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana the whole time. And then when we finished, Prabhupada said, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhijakachara Jostatara Satasi Siman Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Sisi Radhakrishna Gopopina Samakunda Radhakunda Si Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. All glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to some of the devotees, all glorious to Sisi Guru and Gauranga. And then I said, Dayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhijakachara Jostatara Satasi Siman His Divine Grace Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. And then Prabhupada begins his lecture. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And only Prabhupada's disciples respond, of course. Now, we'll end here, but the lecture we have included here wasn't the exact lecture that Prabhupada gave, but the mood was the same. And we'll speak about that and the exact and the lecture next time. Okay, thank you, and Hare Krishna. This is quite an amazing pastime, actually, of Srila Prabhupada's. Hare Krishna.